You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
All of country music was in Vegas last night for the 43rd Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, and it was some show if you watched it on television. I imagine even more extreme if you were in Vegas. Joining us is Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy, our friend who's been accompanying us all hour. Jack, first of all, the big winners.
Yes, it was quite a night. There were many awards given and lots of cheese was served.
Chesney.
That's right.
Kenny Chesney won for Entertainment of the Year.
Yes, he did. That was the one that where they actually voted, the audience voted for the first time ever during the award show. And yet the predicted winner still won, which was interesting.
Fans, not the Academy.
No, but it's fascinating. That was very American Idol-ish.
Yeah. And that's, I guess he even referred to that in his acceptance.
Yeah. And then the Song of the Year was actually an interesting one where, because Sugarland won with the song Stay, and that was actually a song with no drums, and it was acoustic, so that was a surprise for the way the country music industry works as of right now.
No backbeat, no high production value.
No slamming rock and roll drums.
And there was a very emotional moment, I suppose. Well, for country heavies, for people who are sort of mainstream country, the image of George Strait and Kenny Chesney singing together certainly was memorable. Here it is.
Absolutely.
She's mad. Some lad drove off and didn't pay for his gas, and he won't be the last. Round the clock hangin'.
The old guard and the new.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was kind of interesting that they actually have pretty similar voices. They kind of sound the same to me.
Speaking of conformity, this was the largest aggregation of black shirts, black cowboy hats, and ties that I've ever seen in my life.
You noticed, yeah. Yep. Well, of the era of, you know, then Garth Brooks came in a little later and still showed one of his not-so-pretty shirts.
And there were some touching moments. I mean, you had the young female artist, Taylor Swift, giving a really memorable thanks to her mom. Let's listen.
There are so many people that deserve to be thanked for this, but I'm just going to thank one. And that's the person that used to love to go to lunch with her friends and cook dinner for her family and sleep in her bed every night. And she gave that all away and left it all behind to go on the road with her 16-year-old daughter. And then she was sleeping.
Oh. Taylor Swift won for Best New Female Vocalist, and she had the most bizarre performance, it seemed to me, where she ended up underneath a waterfall.
Yeah, and started so pared down in a little hooded sweatshirt with just an acoustic guitar. We thought we were going to see the real Taylor Swift.
The production, you need a wardrobe disorder. I mean, this is one of the features of the show. I mean, the production is over the top.
It's over the top, and what I notice is that they're really borrowing so much from rock and roll production. We had pyrotechnics, we had all these things, but what's lacking from rock and roll is the anger and the rebellion.
But here's a question. Yeah. Was that a function of it being in Las Vegas, or is this a function of country music awards evolving in a way to capture larger audiences?
They made some note somewhere where they said something about how country music is can always be a little louder in Vegas, but no, that's just the regular production. That's business as usual.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.